What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in. We are, we're almost, we're at the beginning of July now, basically. And I want to tell you great things are coming in store in the next 3 months. You'll hear more about it later. I want to talk today about confidence. Confidence, we talked yesterday a little bit about David, right? Being confident, believing that he was called. I want to talk about the power of confidence. The Bible says that we should approach the throne with boldness, that you and I are supposed to be people that live confident on this earth. Hebrews 11:1, I'm going to read the Amplified. It says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation of the things that we hope for, the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith is assurance. Another word for assurance is confidence. I'm telling you today that faith is confidence. Confidence is faith. You might be in an airport. A lot of people listen to this podcast in an airport. Let me tell you something. My wife and I are going to the airport. We're flying out in a few weeks to San Jose, California to speak out there. Come join me. When we go to the airport, we have a confirmation number on our seat assignment. I never wonder if I'm going to have a seat on that plane when I have a confirmation number. Somewhere on that plane, I know I have a seat. I mean, I know, you know, I don't know if I've seen it yet. If you tell me there isn't one, I know you're going to boot somebody out of the plane because my confirmation number. It gives me confidence. I have assurance and great confidence that there's a seat for me. I have the proof in that ticket that there's a seat for me, even though I can't see the seat. And I have the evidence that seat that it's waiting for me. That's how confidence is. It's the same thing with a title deed. You don't have to show me your car to prove you have one. If you show me the evidence of it, you show me your title deed, I'll know it. Car exists somewhere if you show me the title deed. It's the same thing with the Word of God. The Word of God is our title deed. You need to understand, faith isn't just high expectation of the wrong information. What most people call faith today isn't faith at all. But when you get in the Word, you realize you have an entire book of title deeds waiting for you. And this is our weapon and our confidence in contending. Our strategy and our confidence is in pursuing after heaven for His best and another great outpouring. The enemy might try to tell you that you're sick. You're not going to have this. You're not going to have that. Guess what? He's wrong. You don't have to get upset. Just bring out the Bible because that's your title deed. Go to the concordance. Find yourself a title deed for what your promise is. And we must have confidence in serving heaven. We must believe that you have a confirmation number for breakthrough. I'm telling you, the enemy can't lie to you. By his stripes, you're healed. You have to keep your eyes on the promise. And 2 Corinthians 5:7, it says, we walk by faith and we don't walk by sight. Faith is different than seeing. Listen to what I'm telling you. The title deed is good. That confirmation is good. The assurance is good. Don't let anyone talk you out of it. You walk by faith, not by sight. What does that mean? If you're living by what you see, that's not faith. If you're living by what's going on around you and you're living and moved by every little thing that goes on, that's not faith. Live by faith, not by sight. Live by the assurance. Live by the confidence of God. Live by the assurance of what He said we can have, not by what you see around you. So many people are moved by what they see. So many people are looking for this earth to confirm what God has told them. No, we stand on the Word of God. We stand on His truth, and we're not moved by anything that this, if this earth decides to come up alongside what God has said, great, but that's not my confidence. My confidence is in the Word, the title deed, the confirmation. We walk by faith and not by sight. Don't let anybody talk you out of that. I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by feelings. I'm not moved by emotion. I'm moved by what the Word of God says. I know that sounds crazy, but that's where confidence comes from. It comes from the Word. And you've got to be moved by what you believe. That is the driving force that has us contend for breakthrough and contend for greatness. It's having confidence. It's having confidence in His Word. All faith is a practical expression of the confidence that you already have in God and His Word. That's all faith is. I'm going to say it again. Faith is a practical expression of the confidence that you have in God and His Word. When you're listening to this podcast, you might be sitting in a seat. You put faith in that seat when you sat down. You might be, you know, laying in your bed. When you laid in that bed, you knew that the bed was going to hold you. It's that kind of not even think about it faith. That if God is going to lead me to it, He's going to get me through it. If He's going to give me a vision, He's going to give me the provision. And that's God's desire for us. I'm going to talk to you about the scripture in Hebrews that says where our greatest reward would come from. You're going to hear about it after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Hey everyone, Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about confidence. It is the attraction of faith. It is faith, right? Faith is confidence in God and His Word. See, the greatest thing the enemy wants to do is torment you and put fear upon you that what God said won't come to pass. That's what he wants. That's why he's working so hard to seduce you to sin, because the blood of Jesus cleansed you. He'll work all week long trying to condemn you about something you did a year ago. If you don't forgive yourself and receive the blood and receive forgiveness, you can't move on. The enemy wants one thing from you, and he wants your confidence. That's what fear is doing. In order to give practical expression of our confidence in God and His Word, we can't neglect confidence and assurance. We've got to keep assurance of His Word. I'll tell you this. I think there needs to be a little bit of cockiness in every Christian. You've got to walk around acting like you know. You better walk around looking like you know. And here's what Hebrews 10 says, which is a powerful breakthrough scripture. It says in Hebrews 10:35, therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Look, the Bible is clear that if you get rid of your confidence, you get rid of your potential to be rewarded. Bottom line. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence. It has your great reward. If you don't have your confidence, you're not going to be rewarded. If you run your race without confidence, you won't have an ability to finish the race. Confidence in God and His Word is everything. The difference is between walking in confidence and power or disqualifying yourself is just belief. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence. Look, confidence is how we should approach God's promises. Are you worth it? You know how many people tell me, well, there's a promotion at work. I don't know if I'm going to go for it, though, because I'm not qualified. That's your problem. You'll never be qualified. Well, I don't really know if I should ask the boss for more money. Of course you should. You should act like you deserve it. Confidence is everything. It's opening your eyes to the reality of what God has said about you and what He has said for you. Build our confidence. In the garden, God was pretty clear what the original instruction would be, right? Genesis 2:17. The Lord said, do not eat from this tree and eat from this tree. Look, God gave pretty clear instructions. And He also said, if you eat from the tree of good and evil, you'll certainly die. If God told you not to eat a tree and He mentioned dying, you probably want to listen. But the enemy comes right back in Genesis 3:1 and he says, Are you sure that God said don't eat from any tree in the garden? See, it wasn't just the question that was the problem. It was questioning God's desire. And I feel like so many of you, when the Lord says, do this, don't do that, the enemy's right there going, well, did he really mean this? Are you sure? Look, the enemy doesn't have to get you to live in, he doesn't have to get you to murder someone. He just needs to get you to doubt what God has told you. Are you sure it was this? We've got to stand on his word. We have got to not waver in doubt and not allow the enemy of our soul to come in and cause confusion and discourse on what God has called us to do. You are called to be confident. You are called to live in power and stand in the might that God has called you to have. And when you can have that confidence and you can have that boldness, look, I'm telling you right now, there's nothing that's going to stop you. You stand in, you hold fast to the confidence that God has called you to have. His word is his way. The title deed, the assurance, the confirmation, this is God's desire for you. Here's the two things I need you to understand today. Number one, you need to understand that God wants you to live in confidence, and his word is his confidence. Hebrews 11:1, it's the assurance of things hoped for. Your confidence is the word. Number one, you need to have confidence. Number two, the word of God is your title deed. It is your book of promises. You're going to have to hold fast to those promises. And I need you to make a decision to live by design. We talked about it last week. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of the good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in your way. And I'm telling you, if you love the Lord today and you're listening to my voice and you're a Christian, then God delights in your steps. Where you step, he's going to bless you. Where you go, he's going to lead you. And we've got to be confident. Don't always worry about making the wrong mistake. Be confident that God is with you and he's moving on your behalf and he's going to make great things happen for you. And by the way, you need God's phone number. I just got it. It's Jeremiah 33:3. God said, call me. Hit me up, and I'll show you great and wonderful things that you never knew existed. So today, call Jesus. That's his phone number. Hit him up. There's his digits, Jeremiah 33:3. He'll show you great and wonderful things that you never knew existed. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Friday's upon us. You've been rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.